I have no friends. I unconditionally love everyone. I have no friends. I unconditionally love everyone. This is Dr. Herbert Albarra, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I have no friends. I unconditionally love everyone. People oftentimes come to me and say, Herb, invite your friends and come into town. I say, well, I have no friends. Well, what about your staff on campus there and the people you're working with and the other monks on campus and so forth? They're not my friends. They're not my friends. I have no friends. If I have friends, I love them exclusive of other people. If I love everyone unconditionally, then there's nobody I love more than another. Do I love you more than I love my son? Do you like the way I love my son? Do you think I love my son with my whole heart and being and soul and with all the delight in my being? That's the same way I love everybody else. I must love everyone that way if I love unconditionally. Now, do you love unconditionally? Do you know how to love unconditionally? Could you love unconditionally if someone came up to you and did something mean to you and just sort of slapped you in the face and knocked you over and you fell down, hurt yourself? You say, what are you doing that for? And they say, well, because. And you say, well, I love you unconditionally. And then they kick you. And you say, I love you unconditionally. And they kick you again. And they love you. I love you unconditionally. Hey, I think you're wonderful. I think you're fantastic. I'm kicking you and I'm kicking you. And you say, I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. Yes. Now, okay. You say, that's a heavy illustration. Okay. You see, that's what you do. When you love something or someone unconditionally, you don't talk about it. You just do it. Jesus said, if someone slaps you on one cheek, you turn the other. It's not a matter of saying, I love you unconditionally, go ahead and slap my other cheek, you know. You don't say that. You just say, I love you, and you just love unconditionally, you just turn the other cheek. You shut up and turn the other cheek, you know. If someone takes your coat, you give them your cloak. You don't say, I'm giving you my cloak because I have my coat, and so I'm going to run around naked now because I have nothing else on, and you got all my clothes, and so enjoy, you know. And the guy says, well, yeah, who cares? But the thing is, you see, we make a big story about it. We make a big thing about it. When you love something unconditionally, what do? Now, Rex is a good illustration for me. I'm walking the path, and Rex thinks, hey, I would feel real good if I had a good hug. And he looks up at me, and he looks up at me, and the brown, limpid eyes saying, I love you, Dad. I love you. I love you. I love you, Dad. And he wants to stop me, slow me down, you know, from walking. I love you, Dad. I love you. And I say, all right, already. So I give him a big hug, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you, you know. And then as I was doing that, I was thinking, now, he didn't say, I love you. He didn't say, I love you to me. He didn't have people words to say, I love you. He only had dog words to say, I love you. And he only had dog actions. Now, I could easily misunderstand the dog actions and the dog words, you know. But no, he says, I love you. Now, I loved him. Now, whether he loved me or not made no difference to me. There are times when he just upsets me so, when I call him and I call him and I call him and it doesn't come, and then when he chooses to come, he comes, you know. And so I reach down and I give him a big hug and I say, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. You always come when I call. You're so fantastic. And then today, as I was coming into the house, coming into the monastery here, coming down the big staircase there, and Rex was looking in the bushes and checking out for lizards and whatever. And I was thinking, now Rex, come with me to the house. And I said, no. In my mind, in my thought, I just said, Rex, you walk right with me. And he stopped looking in the bushes and came with me. And then we got to the driveway, and he gets other distractions. And then as I walked from the driveway to the house, I said, Rex, you're always with me, you know. And he turned from whatever direction he was facing and came right to me and stood at the door wagging his tail saying, you're right, Dad. I'm right with you. And I opened the door and I said, now sit when we go inside. And he sat. And, you know, he was just really listened to my heart. He listened to my thought. He listened to me. Now, why don't we practice this more with our other people and with other things? If a dog has a capacity to be receptive to our thought, well, other people do too, and they sure do. You know. Now, you walk into a house and you say, what an uncared for house. What a dumpy place, you know. Well, what pigs these people are. Dirt everywhere, clothing everywhere, and no caring. They know that. They know that you're thinking that. And they expect you to think that because they don't care. But when you know who you are, and you know that you love tidy homes, you love order, you love balance, you love harmony, you love love wherever you go, then what happens? You love unconditionally everything. You don't see anything in that inside of that house other than balance, order, harmony, and peace. You don't see it, and it is not there. You got the point? Mm-hmm. You don't see it, and it is not there. But you see, first you have to have the capacity not to see it. Now, Madonna called us from Florida yesterday, said, and pray for our homes because there's another hurricane coming. Okay, so our mother of Jesus here said, okay, everything's in order. But did Madonna call and say, I see everything in order here in Florida. I see everything in balance. I see all in harmony. I just wanted to call and tell you that so that you could see it with me because I know you have such a lovely attitude. And I see all in harmony, all in balance, all in... Wow. Wow. But I'm seeing all in harmony. I'm seeing all in balance. You're not seeing it. You're just worried silly. You're worried silly. But when you say, I see all in harmony and balance here in Florida, and then join with me in seeing that. In peaceful way, peaceful as, not with anxiety, not with terror, not with, with anger or worry, but just with the peaceful attitude. You understand? Then you really do see it. Now, Sylvia has no trouble seeing peace in Florida. Sylvia's never been to Florida. She's never been in a hurricane. She's never been in a tornado. She's been never been in none of this. It's easy for her to see that because she doesn't create that in her world. And that's what you want to call. You want to call someone who is easy for them to see that. Because that's the positive attitude you want on your behalf, you know? And it works. Now, when she becomes a practitioner, the Madonna over there, when she becomes a practitioner, a real practitioner, then she will see all in peace. She can be right in Hurricane Alley, and it will never come nigh unto her. And it will never come nigh unto any of her friends. In fact, if she really is a cool cat, she will see all the hurricanes dancing in the heavens and never touching the earth, you know, doing their thing out of range of all humanity. Why not? But you see, if she unconditionally loved herself, she could do that. But until she unconditionally loves herself, she cannot do that because she cannot be a blessing to herself and her world until she is a blessing to herself. When she's a blessing to herself, thinking, I am always in my right place, doing my right thing at the right time in the right way. Where are the hurricanes, you know? I'm always in my right place, doing my right thing in the right way. And, you know, where is trouble? Where is the problem? Your car is going to bump a tree or something. You say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And you go by it. You don't have to have anything happen. All is in divine order. But stop and immediately say it. All is in divine order. Rex was so happy to see me the other day. He was leaping up and down and jumping all around and jumping on my feet and jumping on my toes. Finally, he hit one of my toes. Ah! And I said, all is in divine order, you know. And I said, Rex, knock it off. Now cool it down a bit, a little, you know, because he was just so happy, just so full of spit and vinegar, just having a ball. But you see, I had to be master. I looked at him, and I was happy that he was happy I was coming home, you know. Hadn't been home for a couple of hours. He was so happy. I was happy he was happy. But I just forgot to put balance and judgment and a more peaceful happiness in there. But not less happiness, but a little more peaceful happiness. But you see, this is what it's all about. Can you unconditionally love everything? Rex is not my friend. Rex is my unconditionally loved pet, you know, my very, very much loved pet. Are you anything to me? No, you're nothing. You're not my friends. I wouldn't want you for friends. You're my unconditional loves. Because if you were my friends, I would have to look over, I would have to ignore, see it and ignore it, whatever problems you have. Isn't that terrible? I have to see and ignore any problems. I had to take my hand and reach it over all the troubles in your heart, seeing them first, of course, and then say, okay, that's all right. I like you anyhow, you know. Yeah. Now, Ugo has had friends, and as Ugo had friends, and your other son, as they had friends, and then the friends started doing things that were not harmonious, all of a sudden, Ugo had other friends. And he had other people in his world. The people that had been friends and were not harmonious just drifted away. He was unconditionally loving. He didn't tell him to go or to stay. He didn't tell him how to live. He didn't tell him what to think or do. He just created in his world people who are harmonious with who he is, who were ready to receive his unconditional love, right? And that's all that it takes. That's all that it is. And that's all that anything is. I have no friends. I unconditionally love anyone. Anyone, yeah. Everyone. All. I unconditionally love all. Do you unconditionally love yourself? When you can unconditionally love yourself, then you can begin to unconditionally love it. Don't go around trying to help others until you get your own self in balance. Because you're not going to be any help to anybody. You're going to be a pain in the neck. You know? These people want to be missionaries. They want to go to Africa, and they want to help people there, and they want to go to different places and help people. How stupid. Africa doesn't need any missionaries. Africa just needs a new image. And the new image starts with them. Are African people beautiful people?
Well, yes.
Are African people intelligent people?
Yes.
Yes, you know. Well, why don't you let us know about that? Are African people as friendly and joyous people?
Yes.
Are African people some of the finest people on the face of the earth?
Yes.
All right. Well, tell us about it. Tell us about it. Tell us about it by your actions. Mm. Now, they say the ugly American goes abroad, you know, and he acts like he does at home. And he's an ugly American abroad. Well, in the article that we read the other day, if America has so many faults, and we are the worst to talk about them, if America has so many faults, why does everybody want to move here? Mm-hmm. Why does everybody on earth want to be coming to the melting pot here? Not everybody, but the majority. Why do any people who are unsuccessful where they're living want to come here? Because they think it's the land of milk and honey, and it is. But where they are is the land of milk and honey, too, if they would just milk the cow and get the bees, the honey from the bees, you know. If they would, they'd be the land of milk and honey, too. Because where did Moses lead his people?
The land of
milk and honey, which belonged to somebody else, but that's where it's all right. But I have no friends. I unconditionally love everyone. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day. These 14 minutes I spent with you have been just like play. I love you.
Love you.
That's the way. I love you, I love you, I love you.